Blog Talk Radio.
Jake, wake up. You're in a music video. It's like you're awake, but nobody can see you. Mostly because they're still asleep. You almost feel guilty because you could totally go pick up coffee for everyone, but you're not going to. And you know it doesn't matter, because with or without this pretentious monologue, you can if you want to. Even if you don't, you can do anything. I can do anything.
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there? Hi, who is this?
This is Hurricane.
Hurricane, how are you doing? This is Peter
Rush.
Kind of some kind of technology problems tonight. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering if you were going to be up and running tonight.
We had problems last week and this week, and we're trying to clear them up. I got some new equipment here, and that's why we couldn't do it last week, and hopefully after tonight we can clear our problems we're having. So I heard you guys, are you called the Punisher, or are you both called the Punishers? Is Dr. X out there tonight?
Right now I'm trying to get him on. He was on another line here.
Uh-huh.
And we were concerned about you, whether you're going to run or not, so I'm trying to get him back up real quick here.
Okay.
Well, let's see. He's a very busy man. He does his, I do mine, and then we come together.
Okay.
We terrorize the neighborhood. So, anyway.
So how did you hook up with the good doc, by the way?
We've run into some of the same circles. We just never really paired up until a few years ago.
Okay.
We did some local stuff, some independent stuff, and made some appearances in different places. And just over a period of time, you know, we found out we pretty much lived not too far apart in driving distance, so we would just put a little team together there, and I had my little teams, and they would come and go, and they didn't measure up, and Doc was always there. I asked him, do you mind if we start, you know, running in some of the same circles a little closer? And he said, sure. So, you know, he's a person that I can always look up to and learn something from. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business, there's always one person that can always teach you something new, and there's always more than one person, but there's always going to be at least one person that can do that. And I always find out doing the road with them, just going up the road. I learn something every time.
Hey, sorry about interrupting you, but we got another caller. Who are you, caller?
Yeah, this is Dr. X.
Oh, my God, it is Dr. X. How are you doing, Doctor?
Talking to you.
I got your partner on the phone here. He's live right now.
Oh, Hurricane?
Yeah, that Hurricane.
Yep.
Hey, Hurricane, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Doc, I was wondering if I was going to get a hold of you again.
Yeah, I was wondering myself there for a minute.
Hey, we had some other technical difficulties. We're trying to get Al Patterson to call in tonight and give some views and everything. You can hook up with him. Have you been working any shows this week or last week? Since we
I've been taking it easy since that show in Valdosta a few weeks ago.
Okay. I know you guys are interested in coming to Wisconsin, right? What's your intentions?
Well, our intentions are to, Hurricane and I, to team up as the Punishers and do some punishing with your newly crowned tag team champions.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to terrorize y'all.
Okay, how long have you two been working together?
Oh, up and out for about 5-6 years.
5 or 6 years you guys have been? Have you guys have any titles yet?
No, we don't worry about
it tag team yet.
We don't worry about titles. We just worry about beating people.
That's right.
Okay. Got a question for you. When I was in the business wrestling, I actually never, some of the guys that came in, I've never seen their faces actually. We used to have the two guys, they were called the Mysterians, never saw their face. Have you guys ever seen each other's faces?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't trust a partner unless you know something, at least his eyes.
Okay.
The eyes are always the window to the soul.
Oh. And then... how long have you been wrestling again, Hurricane?
Well, I grew up in around it, so it's really kind of hard to put an actual number of years on it. But because I grew up around the business, in and out and around. And to me, the squared circle was basically a playground. I learned holds while other kids were learning how to dig holes in the dirt. I was learning how to put people's faces in the mat. So number of years is really kind of difficult to say, but roughly if you had to try to put a number on it, it's close to maybe 30 years, just somewhere short of it maybe.
Okay. What's your finishing move?
It depends on what the mood calls for.
Okay.
You never see it coming, but you know it when it does.
Hey, Doc, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Has anybody ever actually tried to take you out of wrestling, per se?
Yeah.
Somebody says, hey, I don't like Dr. X, or a certain promoter says, hey, I don't like this guy, take him out.
No, I've never had that happen to me. I've had some fans try to take me out.
Okay. And that's like they say, your finishing mover, is this totally figure four leg lock?
Yeah, figure four leg lock, the X factor, sleeper hole.
I know I wrestled a guy called the Wounder, and that was his finishing move too. He was a masked wrestler slash manager, and I didn't like his one of his guys that he was managing. Guys called the Mysterians, and I wrestled him, and he put me in a figure four, and he kind of gave me a little message. Where my shin was a little black and blue for about 2 or 3 weeks after he was done. Did you ever give anybody a message like that?
Only the ones that said they know what they were doing and didn't end up knowing what they were doing.
Okay. And how about you, Hurricane?
Have I ever anybody try to take me out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had quite a few folks. That didn't like me. I'm one of those heels that you really, really hate, but your kids really, really love. And I'm not a bad guy. People just think I am. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, mainly because you're part of the Deadly Crew.
Well, you know, you love us, you hate us, you can't live without us.
Okay. Why didn't you stay with the Vinny La La Land, or whatever the heck they call him?
What's that?
I said, why didn't you stay with the ECW project when Vinny bought it?
Vince is a strange breed of cat. He likes to come up with money. Now, you know, now ECW kind of went down long before Vince bought any of it. A lot of his guys went to WCW, and a couple guys went out to XPW, like Sandman and Sabu, and a couple of them went out there to California. And California is a unique place to wrestle, by the way. But Vince came along, and he made some deals with Paul Heyman, who owns some of the stuff, because he had brought Paul Heyman into WWF at the time, now WWE. And Vince wants to come up and be a tightwad. He thinks, okay, because he can buy the name of, you know, of Bubba and Devon and even Spike and some of the other guys. He offered me a deal, and it just, every year around WrestleMania or so, I get a nice little email that says, I want to buy the rights to your name. I want to buy your likenesses. Here's a figure. You're not giving me any money, Vince. If you're not actually going to put me on your shows, you know, full time, you're not going to give me a contract that's going to mean anything to me. You don't want me that bad. And until he wants me that bad, he's not going to get my name on my likeness. Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing he got, you know. It's,
yeah. You know, he kind of
about
the
taking
same
titles and money.
Okay. He kind of did the same thing with Al Patterson. I don't know if you realize that. Al Patterson owns the trademarks of Superstars of Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like Vince calls all his guys superstars. Okay. And went to court with it, and we had a settlement where he couldn't call his marks. Like he used to have a show, WWF Superstars of Wrestling.
Yep.
If you ever see those shows now, episodes, they block out the superstars in the WWF. You can't use WWF because he made an agreement with the World Wildlife in Europe, but not America. And that's how he got to use that trademark. And what happened was, I don't know if you realize that we bought Bob Orton Jr., Randy Macho Man, Savage, and most of the guys from Atlanta up to Milwaukee in Wisconsin. We were running shows in the 70s with those guys in the 80s before they went to work for Vince. And they went to Connecticut, and Bob says, hey, they're using that, they're calling themselves superstars down there. And Vince says to Randy, is that right? And his reply was, oh, yeah. And he says, you think it's a good idea to use that trademark? And he went, oh, yeah. And basically that's what they ran with it. And so we finally caught up with those guys. Doc, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we got a mouthpiece that lives, that promotes out of Michigan. He always says, oh, that ain't the real Dr. X. And this and that and... And I know there's impersonators, okay? I won't say it, you know, that it's not true, because there's a guy up here that you worked with when you worked for AWA. He was one of these TV guys, jobbers. Remember them?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Like when you went, I know you were using Double X, and you worked with Breyer. Is that his name?
Dick Breyer.
Yeah, Dick. Yeah. And you were Dr. X and Double X, okay?
I worked after that. Dick Breyer was Dr. X, okay? And Jim Osborne was Double X for a while.
Okay.
About two or three years, maybe 4 years. Then I was Dr. X after that, and have been Dr. X.
Okay, is that your father? Is that your uncle or who?
No, no relation. He spells his name different than I do.
Okay, okay, I see. Yeah, because I know they had two fake ones in Milwaukee. That was a while ago. I mean, years ago they came out here.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's some confusion. People don't know, are you the real McCoy? Are you not real McCoy?
That all depends on how far you want to go back.
Okay. How did you become a doctoress? Maybe that's a good question.
Well, it's a long story. See, I got put in prison for 5 years there for practicing without a doctor's license.
Okay.
Because I named myself Dr. X.
Okay.
When I got out of prison, I swore to myself and everybody else that if I got back in a wrestling ring, that I would, you know, number one, be the dirtiest player in the game, which I am now that Ric Flair really is retired. And number two is that, you know, I just like hurting people.
Okay. That's kind of like when I used to manage the Untouchables. Basically, I got a little message in Milwaukee. I was running for a gentleman named Dick Carlson, okay? And were you ever in what they call a saloon match? It's where you have wrestlers all around the ring that throw you back in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, well, when we had them in Milwaukee, they were called saloon matches because Crusher was in a lot of those, and I was in one of those. And I was basically, when I was thrown out of the ring, I was kicked in the head, I was spit in the face, I had beer drawn over me. And this went on for a while until the match came to a halt, and I was out of there. And I took my legs and I went downstairs, and I says, "What the heck's going on to Dick Carlson?" Before Dick would answer me, a guy named Lucas Torres walked up to me and he says, "Hey, same thing as you say, people question you who you are and your background." And he says, "Hey, you're supposed to be Tony LaBarber's nephew." He says, "You're no relative, okay?" When I started out, it was early 70s there, and that was still, you had to be a relative.
Yeah.
He said, since you're not related to Tony, you don't come back because you're no relative, he says. You're going to get hurt. Well, I left, and this was before you had computers, okay? And I always checked different ads and papers, and about a month after I left that group, I look in the one local papers, and I look in there, and it says The Untouchables, and with Wolfman Pete defending their title for the same group, okay? And they came down, and that's when Al Patterson started up. He bought out Jesse Fontaine's group, and he says... they came down there and they wrestled our Untouchables, Lucas and his cousin. And you know what a shooting match is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to people what a shooting match is?
Who are you talking to?
You, Dr. X. You know what a shooting match is, right?
I've had a couple.
Okay. It's basically when you have a little issue and you put on a show, and you teach your opponent a little lesson, and you're a little rougher on that person. Well, my Untouchables went, and they put a hurting on these two boys, and Lucas got thrown out of the ring next to me. And he said, he looks up at me, he goes, "Hey, Wolfman, what's going on?" And I said, "Hey, Lucas," I said, you see the Untouchables' name?" And I says, "You sure as hell don't look like no Wolfman." And say, "Next time you use it down in your organization, you might get hurt." And we definitely gave him a message right there.
Yeah, you don't run into that too often. Most of that stuff now is contained into the back room area.
And you take it back there, right there, and you resolve your problems right back there, right?
Right.
Okay.
I learned that from Rotten Lawn Star. He was very good at that.
Okay. What do you think about women wrestling? Do you think that they belong there, or do you think they should be taking their kids outside and taking care of them in the audience?
Now, I think women's wrestling is fine. I enjoy watching them myself.
Okay. Well, what about the ones on Facebook you got now? They'll wrestle on the weekend, and they hang their laundry on the Facebook. What do you think about those people?
I don't know about this Facebook sometimes, dear. Certain things need to be kept off there. I've got a couple granddaughters that like to do that, and I try to preach to them every once in a while that, you know, it's nobody's business but their own. They really need to keep it off Facebook.
Right. That's like a couple weeks ago you talked to my daughter and you said to her, basically, are you you're a good girl or a bad girl? You know, and her reply was, I'm a heel. Okay.
Right.
Basically, after we were off air, I says, honey, what are you saying heel? You know, I agree 100% with Ric Flair. He had an autobiography book, and he says he hates it how people use wrestling terms like they're a wrestler. What is your opinion about that?
No, he's probably right. Yeah. I didn't want to say either one there to her. That's the reason why I asked her if she was good or bad.
Uh-huh. So, how about you, Hurricane? What's your opinion on these things?
What, on women or?
Right, yeah, women and people using terms. You know, like if they say, let's say they know you, let's say you're in a restaurant or whatever and somebody knows you're a wrestler and all of a sudden they talk to you like they're a wrestler themselves. Are you a heel? You know, is that what they call a work, sir? You know, when you're there and you're something goes wrong in your match and you're there and you have a sling on because you screwed up your shoulder. I mean, how do you reply to these people?
Hey, well, first the women. I don't mind women as long as they're trained. There's some really good workers out there, some really good professionals out there, some really awesome talent. And then you got some that I saw a picture today of a indie female somewhere, cute in the face, but she had the worst shape. And I don't know how she's even in the ring looking like that. They were giving a lot of the comments on her were really, really negative. I just, but there's some good talent, some good workers, and some good people out there as far as females. If like I said, I've seen some that think they know the world. They think they know everything.
Mm-hmm.
They live on beauty and glamour, and beauty and glamour does not get you everywhere. I think some of the best that I've ever seen was like Awesome Kong and ODB. I mean, those are some big women, and
mm-hmm.
they're not exactly the prettiest in the gallery, but they are awesome talent. They're awesome workers, awesome wrestlers. This whole thing about, you know, some of them just are in there for looks. If that's what gets them by, fine. But I've seen some. A few years ago, there was that WWE Diva Search. How many of those are still sticking around? Not that many. About a few have actually come into the business and have actually become excellent talent, excellent workers, excellent wrestlers. I keep running those different terms there because I want everybody to understand. You know, those are some. You know, everybody wants to give them a different name. I'm not going to argue with anybody about the names on that. You know, as far as people come up to me about using terms and trying to pretend they're my buddy and my friend and all this, like, oh, I saw you, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I don't have a problem with people coming up to me as long as they're respectful. If you're not going to be respectful to me, I'm going to bite my tongue because I'm not going to jail for some crazy fool you know. Now, he wants to touch me, and he wants to put me in jail because I touched him back. They're going to let me out before they let him out of the hospital. It's just that simple. I mean, you know, the fans are the ones, they pay the money, and the money goes in my pocket when, you know, I get paid. That's, you know, so it's like I want to keep them coming in. But if you want to get in my face, you know, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Like I said, they'll make it out. I'll make it out of jail before they make it out of the hospital.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to put you put a little music for a couple minutes, and I'm going to see where Al Patterson is. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. So.
All right.
We'll be back in a couple minutes. Let me get that music going.
All right.
There. There you go. I'll be right back with you, okay, guys?
All right.
Almost.
Hello there, we're back on there. How are you doing, guys?
Hey.
Well, I'm like my good buddy Bully Bob Armstrong. I was taking a nap.
Sorry about that, Doc. Hey, I'm talking to Al Patterson on the other phone. Okay, here I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one. I'm going to put you on hold in one more minute, okay?
All right.
Second, okay? So I got to walk them through this thing. Hang on a second, guys.
All right.
We're back. We're live. This is the Peter West Show once again. Are you there, callers?
I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, I forgot to mention before I came on the air with you guys that this is some of the stuff is going to be adult content, just so that people out there know if you have children up, you know. Guys, remember, I tell my people when they call in, you got to watch your P's and Q's, you know. We got to regulate it. Just to, like, let people know out there, too, that we are having a show May 18th in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Eagles Club. That's in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Doors open at 2 o'clock, 3 p.m. Start, bell time. We're going to have a couple ladies coming in there. June 28th. Mark your calendar. It's Summer Sizzle in conjunction with the World Wrestling Association Superstars of Wrestling. We're going to have matches there. It's going to be an all-day affair, all-day, all-night music, food, you name it. It's going to be one good time. Also on the calendar here, I noticed the WWE is coming in town in Madison, Wisconsin. La Crosse, and also Green Bay, Wisconsin, in June. Also, WPW, they're in, matter of fact, their show is right now in De Pere, Wisconsin. That's right up by Green Bay. Their show is probably over by now. I want to mention it earlier today. And in Racine, Wisconsin, at the lakefront, show just got over. Hopefully, AJ is going to give me a call in. He said he would, and let us know what happened down in Racine, Wisconsin. TNA is down there. A gentleman named Kurt Angle was headlining that show. What do you guys think about Kurt Angle, by the way?
Kurt's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a fantastic wrestler, technical-wise.
Exactly.
Technical wrestler? Okay. And then,
you know what's actually funny? You know what's actually funny about Kurt?
Yes.
Is back when he was still doing the Olympic wrestling, he had just come out of the Olympics. He actually came to an ECW, one of the original ECWs up in Philly, and was a special guest there. And when he saw, I don't know if anybody's familiar with it, but they did a really crucified Raven.
Okay.
He saw that, and he didn't want nothing to do with ECW. He wanted his likeness, his name, everything taken away from it. And what's funny is a few years later, when Vince came and bought ECW, he was actually working in the ECW that Vince ran. So it's kind of odd. It's a funny little thing.
Okay. So what do you guys think about Triple H running this show now, and we know Vince is still running it. He's just a he's sending off just a little patsy in the front on television, right? Or do you think
Triple H is actually doing some field work?
Okay.
He's basically running some of the stuff there at the shows. I did find that out. I thought the same thing. I thought maybe he was just, you know, just a, something going on. But he's actually got his hand in there. I think Vince is trying to groom him since Shane really kind of walked away from it.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on one second.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. Did you say, did it press 1? What did it say when you call that number?
Just try it again. Okay. Yeah, I have Al Patterson on the other line. He's having technical difficulties trying to call in there on our line there. So you said that you figure Triple A is running it, right?
Hey, he's doing – Vince is actually in charge of everything. Vince is not going to relinquish control. He's going to probably be running the show from the grill position from his grave. He's probably got his coffin parked there. But Triple H does a lot of the more or less what the agents do. He's sort of like the head agent, more or less.
Okay. What do you guys think of Paige, the new lady champion? Did you get a chance to see her at all?
I watched her. She's fresh out of the NXT. NXT is basically their proving ground. It's their Ohio Valley, Florida thing, more or less. But she's actually pretty good. She's still a little too green to be holding that belt right now. And, I mean, she's also the NXT Women's Champion. And
mm-hmm.
I think to put the actual Diva belt on her was a little too soon. But they had to take it off of AJ because AJ needed some time away.
Yeah, I thought they stripped her of their next championship. Somebody reported this week they did.
She's facing Extreme Rules tomorrow.
I thought they took her next champion away. She has their Divas Championship, but the other one they made her take that away, so they wouldn't let her have it in two different leagues.
I don't know. Some of the guys that work NXT that have been showing up on Raw, they were still holding their belt. I forgot who it was that was still holding his belt from NXT. I guess he's gone back to NXT. I haven't seen him on Raw lately, so I can't remember his name.
Okay. It's like, do you think she's going to be their champion for a while, or do you think she's a flavor of the day, like a lot of them?
I think she's got a lot of potential. She's got moves. She's got skills. I see some hesitation with her. It's possibly fear, anxiety, and maybe not a bad anxiety, but a good type where she wants to perform. She wants to perform well. But,
okay.
I think she's got it in her. I think she just – I don't know what the situation with her tomorrow is going to be, if she's going to hold up to Tamika or not.
Okay.
I think the other thing, my old girlfriend back China myself.
Oh. I saw a movie advertising for China the other day. We can't talk about that movie though.
No, I don't think we can talk about that.
No. She was playing She-Hulk, and I don't want to go past that. You know, I quit reading She-Hulk comics because of that.
Yeah, don't talk about my old girlfriend like that.
No. No, I won't talk about that.
She was down here in Fort Walton Beach at AJ's about 4 years ago looking for Dr. X. But unfortunately, I was working at that time, so I was told.
So is that when she gave up X-Fax for you, Doc, or what?
He gave him up a long time ago. We're just friends.
Oh, just friends? She didn't offer you to make movies with her, did she, by any chance?
Yeah, we just friends.
Just friends. Oh, okay. So, no movie making together at all?
If you ever talk to her, just ask her about Dr. X. She'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. We've heard rumors. We can't confirm or deny this. Let's leave it at that. If Doc says it's true, leave it. It's word. It's gospel.
It's the gospel. Doc tells us that that would happen.
Hey, I never. Doc has never lied to me.
She really needs to come back in a ring.
Uh huh.
Next time I talk to her, email her. I'm gonna ask her. I know her other profession is making her a lot of money.
Uh huh.
But I believe she's better in the ring.
What do you think of? What do you think of the Ring of Honor? Do you like that that type of show or not that they put on? Or have you seen it or haven't you?
I don't watch much wrestling, either ROH or WWE. You know my reason. I'm not watching WWE, so. But there's talent. There's talent all over the world. It's a matter of presentation.
And then, what do you think about that new show? Can't think what that guy's name is now. He's set up. It's called Global. Have you seen that at all? That they've been advertised? The boy that started up TNA.
No, I had.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
He's Jeff Jarrett. He's supposed to start a
Jeff
new
Jarrett. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, okay. Jeff Jarrett, okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, he's already drawn a lot of bad heat.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, definitely. I've heard some. I've met Jeff. I know Jeff. Jeff's a good guy. I've gotten multiple respect for him. I don't know where he's getting heat from.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of it's coming from Karen, from what I understand. She's caused some problems.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, I don't know. That's locker room talk. It's gossip. I've got a lot of respect for Jeff. Like I said, I've met him. I've hung out with him.
Talk back.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Jeff's a really nice guy. So, I mean, I don't, like I said, things get said in one locker room and it gets out and it's misconstrued. I could say the grass is green and the sky is blue and I'd be telling you the truth. You go to another locker room and they'll tell you that the sky was purple and the water was red.
Okay. So you said that a lot of heat already.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad talk about it, and it's like I said, I'm not going to spread any bad gossip about it because, like I said, I don't know for sure. I've just heard a lot of bad. But then again, you know, it's like there's a lot of good that just gets kind of covered up by it, by the bad, and it's just the way it's always been. You know, you get one bad thing, and it's going to wipe out five good things.
Uh huh.
The business has always been like that. The sport has always been one person can say the most negative thing about somebody or something, and enough people don't put enough belief into it to check it out, but they'll put enough belief into it to criticize it and believe the falseness of it. So, I mean, I've seen that in locker rooms. One guy had a bad match, and he gets told that he's a terrible, terrible, terrible wrestler, and then he goes somewhere else and puts on a show of a lifetime. It's just you gotta see things for yourself.
Hey, you know, like in this business, you know, I can't tell you how many bad matches I've had, and I'm sure, Dudley, you had some bad matches where, you know, something didn't
go right, or whatever, but
that's what you call skeptic criticism, and if you can't handle that, you don't need to be in this business.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, if AJ's there and Hazel's there, tell them I send my regards, please, sir.
Okay. Now, he's at TNA tonight, the two of them. They're enjoying that in Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tonight. He was supposed to call us in. He's really tied up down there doing, he was supposed to be doing some interviewing some people down there for his show coming up.
Yeah, you got to put the word out on the Punishers up there in that area there. We do a lot of negotiations.
Yep. You need to put that word out, sir.
You think you'd want to come in on the 28th if we could arrange some in June there? Or would you? Okay, we got that June. That's Summer Sizzle. Okay, but then we do have we call it the Grand Daddy of them all, Wrestle Mayhem. And that's like WrestleMania and SummerSlam all wrapped together. Would you be interested in doing that?
Yeah, we can start negotiations.
Okay.
Negotiations are definitely possible.
Is there any teams out there that you're interested in to getting a hold of and taking care of?
We're not afraid of them.
You're not afraid of them.
It doesn't
the best
no
in the
difference.
World, as far as we're concerned. And we know we are, so everybody else needs to be concerned.
Okay. I got a question for you. The big topic they had this week, they were talking about that, the guy that owned the Clippers. What's your opinion on that, about them? Do you think they should have censored him for his views on people? Or do you think they did the right action on there?
Absolutely, they needed to ban him, which they did. I was glad to see that.
That is. How about you, Hurricane? What's your opinion, or don't you have an opinion?
Well, you know, it's the things he said were said, I guess, for his own ears. I don't know the whole story on that. But, I mean, as far as he owns that team, if they want to ban him from showing up at games, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, it's a split thing. It's like if they want to ban him from showing up at games, ban him from every kind of function, that's their prerogative and that's what they want to do. But they should try to push him from, you know, it's the team. Let him basically just be, you know, the guy that sits in the back and draws the paycheck and be the owner. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want nobody to come up and telling me that I've got to sell my house, you know.
Right.
If you know, I'll sit in the back room all day long and not come out if it's what it takes, you know, to keep my house. It's the same principle,
right.
You know. It's if he wants to, you know, just ban them from everything if that's what they want to do. Don't let them get don't put his picture up nowhere. If that's all their business. But like I said, you know, just when you own something, you know, don't try to take it away from them. I mean, there's people who own all these other teams. You never see them. You don't even know they exist. I don't even know this guy owned the team until the other day. So, I mean, out of sight, out of mind, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. And a big item up here now, too, is, you know, the NFL draft's coming up next week. Okay. I don't know if you guys follow the NFL at all?
Some of it.
Some of
okay.
It.
So, little issues about that come out right now in sports, in which they had one. Matter of fact, they had on WWE about people coming out of the closet. Okay, this is where we're coming to the adult situation here. We're talking about different things. Okay, they said Vince had somebody coming out there, and I don't know if you remember one of the guys from WCW. Can't think what his name is now. he came out of the closet after he got let go from WCW. Do you think that has anything to do with your wrestling talent? Yes or no? That you should get a free pass?
I don't think there's a free pass in any of it. I think okay. you're given a chance. If you fail, you get a second chance. If somebody sees something in you, it's talent. That's what it should be based on. I know who you're talking about from WCW. It was Chris Canyon.
Chris Canyon, yes.
He was an awesome guy. I mean, the few times that I was around WCW locker rooms and stuff, great guy.
Uh-huh.
He actually became one of their trainers for the their movie they did, Ready to Rumble.
Right.
He was their coordinator. And you never known he was, as far as any time I saw him or knew anything about him or heard anything about him, I never would have guessed it. So it's based upon talent.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, if like I said, out of sight, out of mind thing, you know, if he's not, you know, doing something improper or immoral, I out of sight, out of mind. I'm here for a show. I'm here to do some work. You know, that's what they should be there for as well.
I think, that's like the football player, young guy. He was projected to be drafted on third round, I guess it was,
and he had a bad outing, and all of a sudden he came out. Okay. I think the issue right now is you're a day late and dollar short, son. What do you think?
I have no opinion on it.
Okay. What about Hurricane? What do you think? You know, like I said, it has nothing to do with your talent or anything, you know?
I just, like I said, I mean, if you're involved in an athletic participation, a sport, wrestling, football, anything, you take it to any level or any sport, it's all about talent to me.
It's all about talent.
I know some people that are of the of a different persuasion. I'm trying to be correct here. I don't want to offend anybody here. But I know some guys, females as well. I base them upon talent. And some of them play, I would never guess. So,
and that's like even, years ago, that's when Cassius Clay, he became Muhammad Ali and Jabbar. That was Lou Alcindor. They went and they, what's his name? Muhammad Ali said he couldn't fight because of his religion, you know? And, now I don't think he could. Back then, they put him in prison, wasn't it, for a while. He was fighting about that. But, you know, now I don't think you could do something like that. Because religion doesn't have nothing to do with it either.
Well, religion's taking a lot of heat right now for a lot of other reasons. And I don't try to get into debates or anything about politics and religion. I believe that everything has its place, and you shouldn't be trying to push it upon somebody else, you know.
Right, exactly. Hey, we're getting late here. I got a question, you guys. What do you think about the pay-per-view tonight, tomorrow night? Any predictions?
Say again?
You got any predictions for tomorrow night's pay-per-view for WWE? They got the Shield going against Triple H and his two guys. That they've been building up that thing. And the other thing is Bryan Daniels, he's wrestling the Big Red Machine, Kane. What do you think? Who do you think is coming out on that one? Or do you think it's going to be a close one?
It'll probably be a close one, but I go with the Shield and Daniel Bryan.
Okay. How about you, Hurricane?
Right now I know that the Shield they've pretty much done a face, become faces, but they still got that attitude. I think right now that they're going to probably come out. I think the fans are actually behind them now.
Okay.
Everybody's, of course, behind Daniel Bryan. So, I mean, I think Kane needs to actually, I think he needs to bring back that demon even better and even stronger than his, that whole corporate thing, I think, kind of watered him down a little bit. I think he needs to find his intestinal fortitude, so to speak.
Right. I'm my opinion, I think that was the most stupidest thing they had when he was working for the corporation there. He just didn't fit in at all. And what is your plans for future, Dr. X, by the way?
What is my future?
Yeah, you have any eyes on anybody that you want to wrestle coming up singly?
It don't make no difference to me. I take them one at a time. Don't care how big or how small. You take the big ones, like my partner there, get them down on the ground, they're all the same.
Okay.
He is a pretty big guy, though.
Okay. When you were, hang on a second, let me see if I can get, trying to get Al Patterson. Let me see if I can hook him up. You there, Al? Let me see. Let me know, you guys, if you can hear him.
All right.
Al, can you talk? Hello there, Al? Can you guys hear him at all?
Nope.
No.
No, we can't connect you there. Okay. I'm going to schedule for next week and talk with these guys. How does that sound? Okay. Al said he's been listening to you guys. What do you think about these two guys, Al? Yeah. Al said you guys are two interesting guys. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I've never had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Patterson.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
And Al,
if you can hear Dr. X and Hurricane Dudley, we're always looking for promotions to wrestle for.
Yep.
Yeah, he was, I told you, he had Randy Macho Man Savage work for us before they went by Vince there. And Randy tried to take his title, and matter of fact, Randy was the last man Al wrestled. He tore his shoulder apart, and that was that. He ended his career, but he couldn't take his title. And that was at down in Summerfest grounds. Or is that the Eagles Club? That was at the Eagles Club.
Well, titles are nice to have, but as far as we're concerned, the Punishers, titles don't mean nothing to us. We want to put on a show. We want to entertain the fans, and we want to whoop some booty.
Would you want to go, I should ask Mr. Patterson if maybe you guys would be interested in going against his tag team for the title. Al, do you have anybody that would be interested in a step up the plate to wrestle the two Punishers here? Dr. X and Hurricane. He said you guys got a hell of a name. He said he wants to know if your reputation goes with it.
Yeah. We're rough and tough.
Ours?
We don't give up.
Our reputation?
Yeah, your reputation.
You know what? I got a bad reputation, but in a good way.
In a good way?
In a good way. Yep.
And like I said, now that Ric Flair's mostly retired, he's the dirtiest player in the game.
So you, Doctor, if I had a question for you, okay, do people still have the tradition of calling you Quack Quack Dr. X like my granddaughter did when she talked to you?
I thought that was kind of cute myself. It caught me off guard.
I was laughing. He laughed. He liked your response. She caught you off guard, didn't she, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she... I was saying quack, quack, too, also. He said he's ready. He said he'd like to bring you guys up to Wisconsin. He says he knows that the fans will get a kick out of you. And what do they chant when you wrestle there, Hurricane?
What's that?
Does anything rub you the wrong way, or when you're in the ring there?
What about when I'm in the ring?
Yeah, I says when you wrestle, anything that people shout at you that you don't like?
Oh,
or,
yeah. What, do they yell at me? Okay. Okay. Well, since this is a PG-13 show, we can't go too far above what some of them call me. But let's just say I get called a multitude of variable things. Some are nice. Some are sweet. I've stolen more wives, girlfriends, and daughters than I care to admit in my younger days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's like...
Yeah,
okay,
that draws a lot of heat, too.
Okay. I got a question for you. You and Doc. I know Doc, through years, like I said, they called you different names, Quack Quack and whatever. How do you handle different fans or whatever? When we have people come in our area, okay, we tell them that they're the fans. You don't degrade them. And what do you guys think about that? You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that pay the tickets, okay? They're the ones that pay the money to come to see you guys, okay? That's where your paychecks are coming from.
Well, I don't degrade anybody there. I just like to flirt with the ladies.
Uh-huh.
And if the husbands don't like it, hey, I'll show them the exit.
And on we run our shows. I've worked for Mr. Patterson for 41 years, and we have the policy too. Is that you? What do you call it, that when you address the people, no matter what they say or whatever they do, you respect them. There's some people out there that actually degrade people, okay? And like I said, it's we had one guy, my grandson, he's very vocal. He's 9 years old, and the guy kind of scared him. He told him, listen, you little flower. He says, you keep on... that attitude, I'm going to plant you in your mother's garden, you know? That's as close as I let them say something to the fans, you know?
And like I say, fans, you know, and like I say, I've been chased with a knife, bat, you know. In situations like that,
mm-hmm.
there's no retreat from me. I'll take care of business.
Okay.
You don't put your hands on a wrestler.
Exactly.
Now, you know I'm a Dudley, right?
A what?
You know we're notorious for running our mouths and backing it up. Right?
Yeah.
Now I got to admit, my brother Bubba and my brother Devon, they've got a reputation probably far worse than mine as far as their mouth. I don't try to degrade them. I basically just kind of tell them, you know, to shut up in a kind of less sociable way. But I'm not going to threaten them. I mean, threatening them is not the answer. I might run my mouth a little bit, but I'm going to hold myself back. I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm a little more wiser, a little more mature.
Hey, Hurricane.
I'm not going to degrade them and threaten them like that.
Okay, so you promise you're not going to degrade any fans. I got a little fan here that wants to say something you quick, okay? Hang on.
All right.
Say hi, Hurricane.
Hi, Hurricane.
What's up, little dude?
Say, are you a Vega Wind?
Are you a Vega Wind?
A what?
Are you a Vega Wind? Say, is Dr. X there?
And Dr. S is there.
Dr. X is there. He's on the other line here next to him.
Yes. Yes, sir. How you doing tonight?
Say, clap, clap, Dr. X.
Hang on. Clap, clap, Dr. X.
That was Erica. That was to say hi to you guys.
I think we got a new T-shirt for you, Doc. I think you got like Daniel Bryan's got his yes, yes. You got your quack, quack. You can go to George and say, "Don't call me quack, quack."
I guess if I get up here, I'm gonna have to bring him a picture of quack, quack.
Right.
She's like, you guys going to bring up a couple T-shirts for the little fan there for you? She's a collector of those.
Yeah.
She likes the our lady champ.
I'm going to bring up one of my WCW shirts.
Okay. And then we got, she loves when her aunt Stacia comes up. Stacia tries to bring a... When she travels different places, she likes to bring T-shirts to her. And then, Bonnet, she usually brings her latest T-shirts, too. So, who is, when you wrestled in the AWA, who was your most opponent that you disliked or liked wrestling? Dr. X.
I don't even like Fritz Von Erich.
Fritz Von Erich?
Mm-hmm.
How was he in the ring?
He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
And Hurricane, who's one of your favorite opponents?
It didn't really matter who my favorites were. It was just if they showed up, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm there, you know. It's like I probably ticked everybody off at some point. They were probably so upset with me at some point, or they all couldn't wait to get in the ring to get me at some point. I couldn't name a favorite because I've had so many of them try to get at me and want to get in there with me.
Okay. How do you like working with your brothers, the other Dudleys? Who's your favorite brother? Spike, Devon, or which one?
We're a huge family. You know, a lot of people have forgotten that the Dudleys are a huge family. We're everywhere. Okay, and Big Daddy Dudley, he went around the country and keep it PG-13. He had relations with a lot of people, and there was a lot of Dudleys that are around the country and around the world. Usually if I find a Dudley that I'm related to in some way, I have fun with them. But as far as my favorites, I'd say back in the old days it was Bubba Ray and Devon and
uh-huh.
even Big Dick Dudley.
Okay. So. Didn't Big Dick Dudley, didn't he pass away, I believe it was?
He passed away from heart failure several years ago. He was, I stayed in touch with him for a little while. He went to XPW. He had gone out there and held their XPW title for a little bit. Got involved in that whole situation out there, XPW, which died a death, and it's been trying to be reborn, but it's just not the same. It's not catching on, I don't think.
That's how you die.
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
I bet you didn't even know this, that I am I was born and raised in Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, so you are a Wisconsin boy, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Devil, you know that means you can call him a cheesehead. You know that, right?
No, I call him sir.
Oh, you call him sir.
Yes. Doc is my ultimate respect. Even when we and him were across from each other in the ring, respected him. So, I mean, he's always had my respect. Like I said, I have always learned something from that man. So I'm not going to call him anything except sir and give him respect. And you know what? If he gets in the ring, that's what they're going to do. They're going to show him respect, or he's going to take it.
How did you, Doc, when you started out, did you you work in the old Memorial Hall, and did you ever get a chance to work in the new Memorial Hall down there in Racine?
No, I never worked there. That's where I really got interested on the lakefront there when I was 6, 7 years old. I used to follow Wilbur Schneider, Dick the Bruiser, Bernetti Brothers. They were my idols back then.
Well, I know when Dick the Bruiser left there, he was working with Angelo Poffel, and they said that they would never, Racine would never be the same. But we went in there as I worked with Al Patterson, and that was, I wrestled in there. That was the third time when I started working for him, and we packed that place when we ran Memorial Hall. We liked that hall.
Oh yeah, it was always packed when we went. Of course, I wasn't able to see too much of the action, about half of the action, to tell you the truth, because my mother would get us kicked out. She didn't like the bad men. And she's one of these fans there that, you know, let's say if she had brought a needle or a pin, you know, she liked to stick them.
Yeah, we had a lady, matter of fact, there that night I wrestled there, we had a one of her, I can't think what his name was, they called him the farmer, can't think what his name was, but he brought his nephew along with him, and I don't know if we discussed that story. He was like 14, 15 years old, and he asked us if he could wrestle, and Al says, no, you got to wait until you're at least 16, you know, because we'll let anybody, you know, in the ring there, you know, for liability and stuff. And in the middle of the match, we had the Wounder. He was managing the Mysterians, and we thought that was the boy, his nephew, choking him with a rope, right? And an announcer came down there and said, hey, what the heck's going on? What's Jack's kid, her nephew up there choking the Wounder with a rope? And Jack's nephew was right down there. He said, I'm not doing nothing. Well, we got up there, and here it turned out it was a woman that was about, I'll just say a big woman, okay? And we had to tell her, hey, it's a show. You know, it's just, you know, you can't you can't go and hurt the wrestlers. You know, that's the business of the wrestlers themselves. You know, we don't want the fan to get involved.
Right.
That was kind of a more moment remembering. And another thing happened to me. It was one of the Mysterians. There was a little thing that there was a certain promoter that wanted to take me out, because I worked for Patterson, and back then we started up. We were what you would call a renegade league. You know, that's like Poffel when he started IWA. It was considered a renegade league.
Yeah.
And they told the Wounder, and I found out later on, a certain promoter told him that he wanted me to get in the ring with him and break my neck, right? And the one Mysterian and the Wounder was walking by the concession stand, right? And he made a little statement, and I says, hey, you ain't... I said something like, you stink, but you ain't, you know what, manure? Is that a good way? Is that, we can get away with that, right, on for PG? And next thing